think we can see that Boaz provided for her, because when he asks, who is this one, and they tell him that she's the one who came out of Moab. So certainly he saw that there was something that had started in her heart to have a desire to leave the things of Moab and come to this strange land with strange people that have a God that she did not know necessarily before. So I think he saw something that had already been begun in her, and then he says, let me give her some more. So it's really like, you know, just that. And he saw the fact that there was something that God had already started a work in her heart, and he saw that after he heard from them, because they said, she's the Moabitish damsel, in verse 6, that came back with Naomi out of the country of Moab. And then after he hears that, then he says, okay, let's provide her with some more. So God takes the little, like you said, this initiative, the step of faith that she takes, and then he provides some more. When he sees that's a heart that's ready and prepared to receive more, he can't give us what we haven't already taken from the beginning. He's given us a little bit, and we haven't fully received it. He's not going to give us anything more. But when he sees a heart that's ready and has taken it in and is ready to receive more, that's when he comes and gives him abundantly more blessings. So may that be an encouragement for us to go after these things and have a real heart and have more.
So in the New Testament language, that's draw near to God. And he was pointing to you. I think this matter of leaning is a very important one. It's one that I don't think can be emphasized enough. That you're not going to get anything unless we spend time in the Word. The matter of leaning, it was hard work. She had to bend down. She had to bend over to pick up the corn, the grain that was on the ground and was left from the reapers. And it involved a great deal of effort on our part. So that if we're going to get anything from the Word of God, it's going to require effort. Anything that's of any value, anything that will be where we'll be able to help others, it's going to require effort. And there's no other substitute. So we've got to consciously put aside the time. We've consciously got to put aside all the other distractions and get into the matter of leaning in a real serious way. It's just like if you want an A in the class, of course, you've got to do the work. Just as if you want to have the results of the knowledge of the Word of God in your heart, then you've got to glean. Gleaning is very, very important. And if we glean, if God gleans, I remember personally when I started looking into the Scriptures and trying to get a sense of how things were organized and how the Lord how things were set up in the Word of God. And then the Lord started to open up things bit by bit. And there comes to a point where the things are so sweet you just have to close the book and say, it's too much. You know. But you have to glean. You have to go after it.
You mentioned gleaning, and you were talking about Philadelphia. Well, these are the features of Philadelphia. Well, there was much weakness because of the condition of the people, but then she went and gleaned. Thou hast kept my word, and then she didn't go to another field. Thou hast not denied my name. Although the seven churches come to light in Ephesus, they left their first love. They left the land. And although there is a group back in the land, they shall have tribulation 10 days. And it was only a short time of testing. But then, you know, the others come to light. But how good to get on in Philadelphia. Here is this man. In him is strength. And to find all of our resources in Christ. And all of the greatness that is centered in Christ. And to be brought in a relationship with him.
Amen. And the thing that we also have to see in Boaz, that he notices things. Who is this damsel? There's questions God asks, not because he doesn't know the answer, but it's like in the spirit of inquiry, taking notice of a person. And again, dear brother, dear sister, I want you to understand, we're talking about young people here. The reapers are young men. The maidens are young ladies. And the head of the reaper, the original translation, is, and he said to that young man. So we're not talking about things pertaining really older brethren. We are talking about exercises we are reading in the book of Ruth pertains just for the young people. Of course, it applies to everybody. But it is in addressing young individuals. And here's the Lord is taking notice of a young sister who has much zeal for the things of Christ. And this is what I like about this wonderful theme in the book of Ruth. It's not like this is a brother, because sometimes we have the mentality when we talk about the Word of God and about the service and about all these things, right away in our mind, we connect that to the brothers, to young brothers. But here, as far as God is concerned, this is also for our young sisters. And when Boaz takes notice of Ruth, he is taking notice of a young sister who have heart for the Word of God, who have heart to glean into these things, who have heart to share what she is enjoying with her mother-in-law. And the challenge is, for you and for me, as believers, when is the last time we were so much into the enjoyment of gleaning something from the Word of God? Because it starts there. You can never give anyone else any portion if you couldn't receive it yourself. You know what, I find it very hard when somebody will come and ding, ding, and said and ministered and all these things, and they haven't gleaned anything for themselves. It starts with self. Young sister, it is, these things are for you. Young brother, these things are for you. We have to glean from the Word of God, and once we glean it, and once we make it ours, and the Lord makes it so precious to us, we can bring and share it with Naomi and share it with others as well.
When you said that that Boaz took notice of her, I wonder if she dressed differently than everybody else. Maybe he noticed that. Well, all of these maidens going after and picking stuff. But maybe the way she was dressing, she was different than everybody else. Maybe she had that, what is the word? I forgot the word. That respect. That the way she was dressed as a young lady was something that ought to characterize somebody who feared the Lord. Right, we are all working in the field, so, you know, it's a hard work. But maybe that's what Boaz noticed in her. Maybe her accent, the way she talks. Maybe she had the way she talks. Maybe he noticed something about that. You know, these guys are working in the field and maybe they're yelling at each other and joking about things and saying things. But maybe Boaz noticed that there's something different about the way she conducts herself. And we heard our true Boaz is watching. He's watching how we behave, how we talk, how we dress, how we conduct ourselves as young people. He takes notice of that. But also the head of the reapers, a young man, bear a testimony concerning that. He said, she's not one of those lazy ones. Since she came, she's been working at it. She has a good attitude. She's been listening. She's been acting in a very proper way. She didn't sit in the house and complain and be lazy. She's been out there working the whole time. Not only the Lord takes notice, but the believers also will take notice. What kind of attitude? What kind of deportment? What kind of language? What kind of behavior? And a testimony like that is so precious. And it is worth it. The Lord is watching. The believers are watching. But the unbelievers also are watching. They look at you and say, "Ah, you're a Christian? Look at the way you look. Look at the way you talk." But most important, we don't do it for people, believers or unbelievers. We do it because we want it to please the Lord.